This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have another GOP debate, and it is tonight. And I know that we have been so distracted with everything going on that, you know, who knew there was going to be another debate? But there is, okay? And it's, I think, down to... five candidates. President Trump, former President Trump, will not be there, which I agree with. To be honest, he's so leading so much ahead in the polls. I think it would only hurt him being there, to be honest. I think he's leading so much. He's now even beating Biden in multiple polls, what's shocking is that the polls are actually showing it. You know, I have yet to meet somebody who said they're going to vote for Biden again, or vote, or whoever even admitted to voting for Biden. Not shocked there, but what's shocking is that the polls are pretty open about it, which we're going to talk about it. But the Republican presidential field is starting to thin a little bit, and the stage is going to have Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and tech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. They have all signed a pledge saying they will support the eventual party nominee. They met the donor and polling threshold set by the RNC, but North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and... identify if somebody is faking it or not. That's why, you know, this transgender sports debate when it comes to athletes is very, very tricky. Because having had patients who were transgender, you want to be supportive. You understand they're going through a very painful and arduous transitioning. But we don't necessarily have to, in now societal definitions, have somebody necessarily go through all that. You could transition by only changing your clothes. You don't necessarily have to add breasts or remove breasts or add skin to create a penis or remove a penis. You don't necessarily have to do that, which means now the definition is so loose where anybody and everybody could say whoever they want to be. People are also asking, can they now identify as Latino or Black or Jewish? Wasn't there that congressman who said, well, I'm Jewish? And you know, And so there's a lot of things out there that benefit only people of certain race, color, gender, creed. This is a Catholic scholarship. This is a scholarship for black women. This is a scholarship for Hispanic men. This is a scholarship for migrants. You know, we have benefits for those of... And so what if somebody identifies as being disabled and having a disability? So we're working in a society that's kind of not prepared. And that's what happens. Things happen politically before the infrastructure is in place. And so there was, I think, a runner, I forget which school, didn't do well. I think it was like 172 place. I didn't do well as a male, but identified as female and now is winning races. And so I've said this before, when it comes to gender dysphoria, we really have to have metrics, parameters, and proper diagnosis, or those who really do have gender dysphoria are going to be sidelined by everybody else saying, yeah, that's me too. So let me now switch bathrooms, let me switch sports, let me apply for that job. And maybe on the flip side, the other argument is we shouldn't be basing a job if you're female or male, if you're black or white, if you're Hispanic or not. All I know is every time I apply for a job, there's a whole list of things asking what my gender is, what my sexual preference is. They say it's voluntary, but one application was on hold until I identified what I am sexually. I said I'm heterosexual. I mean, is it really their business? I have a husband. I'm heterosexual. None of their business who I sleep with. So maybe that's what's going to eventually happen. If society wants you to be able to identify however you want to identify, then it doesn't really make sense to say women only. Because somebody could say, I'm going to be a woman today. Gender fluid. You could change anytime you want. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in a Time Siena poll, New York Times looked at six battleground states, and they found that Trump was beating Biden and five of six of them. In Nevada, Trump overshadowed Biden by at least 10 points. Trump was at 52%, Biden 41%. And I'm not shocked by that because in Nevada, even before the Biden win, some of the reporters that were in town, liberal reporters, had surveyed people, and one took to Twitter saying, you know, 97% of people I've asked around the city said they're voting for Trump. So Biden, I don't think, is a shoo-in in Nevada. Well, somehow Biden won Nevada. So I'm not shocked that the poll is showing Trump winning, because even before the election, Trump was leading pretty resoundingly in Nevada. Georgia, Trump's leading by 6 points. Arizona, 5 points. Michigan, 5 points. Pennsylvania, Trump is leading by 4 points. And Wisconsin, he's trailing Biden by 2 points. In a CNN poll, Trump is beating Biden as well, 49% to 45%. And so what I find fascinating is, yeah, I don't really put a lot of stock in these polls, because I get called for polls all the time, and I don't know who's calling me. I don't know who's asking, you know, for who I would vote for. Many people find that personal, and so they'll hang up, you know. And so you're hoping that you'll get somebody that's more of an activist and more honest and open, you know, already starts to narrow down the field of the numbers you're going to get. And then do some people just want to lie? Now, let the Democrats think that they're behind, so they step it up. Now, or, you know, oh, yeah, we want to joke around. Yeah, we're voting for so-and-so. Yeah, so some people want to mess up the polls. Look at how people with the primary will switch political parties so they could, during the primary, vote for the least popular candidate. So then that candidate ends up being the one going against their candidate when they go back to their original party. So there's shenanigans that happen all the time. But what's fascinating about this is Trump, who has been hit over and over again and targeted by you know, state legislators and attorney generals. And he is having a resounding lead, not only in the GOP primary pool, but even over the current president. And so, you know, why? Why is that? Is it because people feel that Biden did not do what he promised? Is it that people didn't really vote for Biden, but Biden got in somehow? Is it that things have changed where they liked Biden? They hated what happened during the pandemic. They blamed Trump for the pandemic. And so they hoped Biden would, you know, bring prosperity, and they were disappointed. Now, is it that they think Biden is too old or has cognitive issues? Or is it that they're changing their mind, you know, going, you know what, it was better with Trump? Or Trump's not wrong about people being vilified if they're on one party line or another. And what's fascinating about the Israeli-Hamas issue, which is tragic and horrible, and I wish the massacre never occurred, but one thing people are seeing, especially on the Democratic side, is that their party can turn on them on a dime. And if they thought they had the Democratic Party's back, some of them, a lot of the Jews I know are conservative, but there's a lot of Jews that are Democrat. And you know, seeing Congresswoman Tlaib and other, you know, people condemn Israel from the beginning, you know, even before the war broke out, then you start to, you know, maybe wonder if that's the party that really represents me. I want a party that'll fight hate on all fronts, not just, you know, one or two demographics. I want to know they represent all of us. And it's, the Republicans have been anti-hate also, but the Democrats have taken pride into being more more congenial across all demographics. And many people are not seeing that right now. So, and I don't want to say one person is ruined it for the rest of them, but when you see, you know, the GOP show such support, you know, of Israel protecting themselves from terrorists and trying to stop the terrorists and trying to get the hostages out, now, maybe some people are switching parties. So, you know, when we look at what's going to happen tonight with the presidential debate, we have Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott. We're only down to now 5 people that are running against Trump. And many of us didn't even know that there was going to be a debate on. So, sorry, we've been pretty distracted with the war and everything else going on. So, what do we want to see the contenders that are behind Trump do tonight? What do we want answered? Well, I know many people will want to know if Trump does win, what role do they want to have? I know that's kind of an odd question to ask during a presidential primary, because their answer is we're going to win. Chris Christie still says he's going to win. But, you know, if it is going to be Trump, and Trump has a resounding lead, and you said you are going to support the candidate that wins, what are you going to do? What role do you want to do in the next 4 years? I think that would be a pretty valid question. Another thing that needs to be done, because not only does Trump listen, but Democrats listen, is how should we fix the border? What should we be doing to protect the border day one, which we should have been doing all along? It's interesting. In Texas, they great an area that the cartel has come over, and they've had videos and cameras of people coming over with guns and going into there. They've actually grazed the area of plants and trees. I love trees and I love plants and bushes, but the cartel's been hiding in them. So now it's an open field, and they're doing that to deter cartel from coming into the country. If you really want to save the planet, if you're really worried about climate change, then don't you want to protect the border? Protect grasslands, protect, and not have people use it for their camping and for their, criminal coyoting of drugs and people coming in. I understand there's migrants that need help, and I want a good, strong immigration process that allows people who need to flee to come into America. But it's got to be methodical, and we've got to be able to secure the border. So how would they secure the border? Don't just say we're going to secure the border. Let's give details. Because maybe the Democrats will listen. As we've seen, Biden has started to work on the wall again in some areas. What would you do to fix health care? What are you going to do if we are drawn into World War III? I know there's going to be a lot of talk about money to Ukraine versus money to Israel. Israel, obviously, a huge, huge ally, not only for intelligence, but for our military. What are we going to do about our bases? Multiple bases have been attacked in surrounding countries by Iran sympathizers and other factions. How are we going to protect our American bases from enemies of Israel and America? These are things that need to be answered. And I think also a big question is, what are we going to do in the next election if we're using mail-in ballots as the primary way to vote? Now, maybe these candidates have no control. Now, what do we do about people not getting mail-in ballots like me? And then when I did go in to vote, they said, you weren't in the system, you were purged because you asked us to. I go, when did I do that? Who pretended to be me, and why would you allow someone to do that? And then when I did get to do my ballot, and I went on the site a week or two later to see, follow it, it said none found. Okay, I'm not saying that the last election was a complete farce, but how are you going to protect election integrity? These are things that I think a lot of people are concerned about. So it'll be interesting to see what, and I think, is it NBC that's going to be running it? So we'll see what happens. But that's where we're at. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The third GOP presidential debate set to take place in Miami tonight, but you won't see former President Trump there. He plans on skipping that debate again. A couple of winter storms about 2,000 miles apart hitting parts of the U.S., one expected to dump snow on the Colorado Rockies, 3 to 6 inches in the Denver area, 6 to 12 along the Front Range, and then in New England and upstate New York, Burlington, Vermont, Manchester, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, likely to see a small wintry mix as well. Ivanka Trump has taken the witness stand to testify in the non-jury civil trial stemming from New York Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit against her family and the Trump Organization. Since Saturday, Israel has opened up a humanitarian corridor for 4 hours each day for Gazans to move south. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so here we are in 2023, and we are seeing things that I've always known about because of my family who, you know, had to flee Holocaust and flee persecution. But we are seeing in 2023 how quickly people can hate, choose sides, condemn people without understanding what the real situation is. And it's been now over a month since the Hamas massacre. And when terrorists came into the land and came onto multiple sites in the city, a peace concert and started killing people, torturing them, raping them, beheading them. And rather than immediate outrage and, you know, supporting our ally to fight terrorism and to get our American hostages, as well as Israeli hostages and French hostages and Colombian hostages and other individuals home, there was an immediate, they deserved it, and vacuum and all that. And, and even President Obama, Israel was an ally to Obama. And when you start to kind of see the wish-washiness, and I've already, you know, given everybody guidance, you know, you could be in support, right, of you know Palestinians who need to be free from terrorist rule, from Hamas, support innocent civilians that now got caught up in this, which Hamas did. You know, why would you start a war with somebody and then run and hide behind your citizens without protecting them? Come on. Now, I would like to see Palestine freed from Hamas. I would love for them to overthrow Hamas, who they allowed to take over, and get better leadership that protects them from, you know, somebody doing terrorist attacks and then coming back and using them as human shields. But we have students who have made it to Congress, asking Congress to help because of the rising anti-Semitism on campuses. This is not something we should be seeing, right, in 2023, but we are. I think University of Pennsylvania has been dealing with threats and emails, and I think University of, was it Massachusetts, Amherst, a student was punched and spit on. There was the Cornell arrest of somebody saying that they were going to kill Jews and rape and throw people off cliffs and all sorts of disgusting, stupid stuff. We had somebody in Ventura County. Ventura County is a nice county. Someone from Ventura County killed during a protest, and all he was doing was holding an Israeli flag. In this day and age, you can still, and we've said this all along, you can still be killed for your beliefs. You can still be killed because of your race, because of who you are. And in this day and age, you could have bystanders that just don't give a damn. And so, thank you, House Committee, and Jim Jordan, for holding this hearing to allow students to ask for help. Apparently, witnesses include Jasmine Jordan, a student at University of Iowa, Amanda Silberstein, a student at Cornell, Kenneth Marcus from Lewis Brandeis Center for Human Rights Under Law, Connor Ogradziak, recent graduate of University of Buffalo. And I guess the hearing is still going on. People shouting out, and there was one sign that said pro-Palestine doesn't equal anti-Semitism. I've said that before. You could be in support of Palestinian people, but if you are condoning the Hamas attack, if you are condoning that they have terrorists, terrorists, and they're using terrorist acts, if you are condoning the hostage holding and the lack of release of them, not only is that anti-Semitic, it's also then anti-American. But if you want Palestine to be free of Hamas, and you want Palestine and individuals to be, you know, people in the LGBTQAI plus community, they're in Israel because they don't have freedom in other countries. How free is the average LGBTQAI plus member when they are in a very controlled, religious and obstructive regime? That's why the LGBTQAI plus community is huge in Israel. That's where they find safety. And so when you see students that are saying, look, this is what's happening, hey, in our America, on our campuses, and we spend thousands of dollars on these campuses, right? We need help. So why is this such an issue? Well, because ACLU, who you thought was going to say, look, yeah, bring our hostages home, Stop it with the anti-Semitism. Stop it with the anti-gay sentiment. Stop it with all this, you know, this, which obviously, you know, people of all communities were affected by the Hamas massacre. They instead are saying, look, don't investigate, you know, some of these protests and some of these alleged anti-Israel sentiments. Don't investigate. I thought we're trying to prevent school violence. I thought we're trying to prevent. Now, I'm not saying every protester is violent. We understand somebody was killed in Ventura. I don't think every protester is going to kill Jews. But you are supposed to investigate that. Schools have a duty to make sure their safety. And so when somebody's holding a sign saying we need to clean the world of Jews, that's hate speech. And I thought ACLU was against hate speech. If somebody's holding a sign saying we want Palestine to be free, whether it's from Hamas or if they, Israel, holding up a flag for Palestine, that's not an issue. But anti-Israel sentiment, anti-Semitism, saying that the Hamas massacre was justified is hate speech. Imagine if somebody was running around with flags and signs saying September 11th was justified. You kick them out of this country. They'd be like, who the hell are you, you sick bastard? Nobody thinks it's, you know, it's funny. Russia, again, is anti-Israel. Russia murdering and slaughtering Ukrainians. Right? No shock there that Russia is showing support for Hamas. Come on. We're anti-terrorist. We don't give in to terrorists. They have hostages. They have Americans. Why can't the signs be bring our hostages home? No more terrorism. Free Palestine from Hamas. And it's so, you know, the schools don't know what to do. Because if people are changing the definition of hate speech to exclude Israel or Judaism, I mean, Israel is a beacon not only for Jews, but for Catholics and Christians and LDS and Baptists. And, you know, Israel houses our religious artifacts. It offers you a safe place to pray and a safe place to be who you are, including the LGBTQAI+ community. And, you know, Israel is a beacon of freedom and safety for people. And so, you know, to me, if you're anti-Israel, not only are you anti-Jewish, but you're anti-American, you're anti-Catholic, you're anti-freedom. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been talking about our heartburn pandemic, where more and more people have heartburn, GERD. And I've spoken about how I think COVID also contributed to that. We suffer from heartburn when we eat too fast, when we eat too much, when we choose foods that cause issues with our lower esophageal sphincter or our acid production or the need to churn more because of their inability to be digested well, our drinking patterns. And so we've been nervous about the use of over-the-counter antacids in these PPI medications that have been linked to multiple issues, kidney disease, dementia, osteoporosis, pneumonia, and we've talked about how we need to be careful using these PPIs, and there are people that have been taking them for years. But one thing that I've noticed, and I've talked to food servers, and I've, you know, is people are asking for spicy, more and more spicy in terms of the degree of heat in their food. Now, for those of us that lost our sense of smell or taste, you're like, yep, I asked for things spicy. In fact, that's how I knew I had COVID the first time. I didn't feel sick. I didn't. But food wasn't tasting that good. And I asked my husband to go and get some Middle Eastern or Indian food or something that was spicy. Thai. He said, you never eat spicy. I go, I want to taste food. Well, it's because it affected my taste. And so for those of us that didn't get our taste back, now we're saying rather than a 2, maybe bring it up to an 8 or a 9. Now, other people are using spice, not just for the taste of food, but they're using it to clear their sinuses. They've had chronic congestion over the past couple years. And you put some Tabasco or hot sauce on something, you'll notice that your nose will open up. Other people are using spicy food to lose weight. It's not something we doctors recommend, but we've all known that if you're eating something spicy, you're like, whoa, whew, hot, water, where's my water? You're just trying to drink as much, you know, to down that and modify that heat. You're slowing down when you eat. I can't eat something spicy quickly. I'll eat it slow. So if you're doing it for weight loss, if you're doing it because you can't taste, you're probably adding more spice than your body could tolerate. And as I've said, things that contribute to gastroesophageal reflux disease are your spicy foods, your tomato sauces, your citrus fruit, your gummy candy, vitamins, certain supplements, fried food, alcohol, chocolate, onions. It's, of course, coffee. Now, the COVID pandemic made a lot of us tired. We're working from home. How do you get yourself going? See, for me, I get myself going because when I ride to work, I got the music playing. You know, so I might have some, you know, Def Leppard, red light, yellow light, green light, go, crazy little woman in a woman show. So, you know, I'm just singing while, you know, so I'm getting pumped up. I can listen to 80s music. I can listen to hip hop. I can listen to whatever. But if you're rolling out of bed, scratching your butt, you're sitting at your computer, you're not up. So what are you doing? You're hitting the caffeine. You're hitting the energy drinks. Our GERD pandemic and our heartburn pandemic has also risen because of the advent of energy drinks. People can down a Red Bull in 2 seconds flat, whereas you would used to have to drink a hot cup of coffee over an hour or two. Now people are chugging things. Well, caffeine also links to GERD. And so there's foods you could eat to help subside it. You got to be careful with, you know, some milk because the fat content. People say, well, I ate cheese, but the fat content. But to relieve acid reflux symptoms, oatmeal works, banana, salad could help depending on what's in it, aloe vera, parsley, celery, couscous, rice, lean turkey, and chicken. I think you should drink water throughout the day, but before you go to bed, you might want to avoid it. Sometimes drinking water right before you go to bed can increase your GERD and your reflux. Of course, coffee, alcohol before bed or at the nighttime. Elevating your bed helps. Many of you don't feel GERD symptoms until you go to bed. And it's because you're flat, so maybe sleeping at a 45-degree angle. Now, some people say, but Dr. Dahlia, you won't get blood flow to the brain then. You will. And it might actually even open up your airways, so you're actually getting more air, rather than lying straight back and then your tongue, you know, blocking the back of your throat. But elevating your bed, watching the spicy foods that you eat, eating foods that are milder, like lean turkey for dinner. There's ways to do it. You got to watch your cheese and your dairy, though. The dairy and cheese do it also. So some of you are thinking to yourself, man, I take those medications every day. Well, we spoke about the risks. There was a recent study looking at kidney disease, chronic kidney disease. And in fact, I think AstraZeneca settled a $425 million lawsuit stemming from 11,000 claims that their Nexium and Prilosec drugs allegedly caused chronic kidney disease. So these proton pump inhibitors reduce acid being pumped into the stomach, as opposed to calcium carbonate like Tums and Rolaids that neutralize or tries to neutralize some of the acid. You have the histamine H2 antagonists like the Pepcid and Zantac. The PPIs have been the most popular, and they work really well. But they've been linked to diabetes, osteoporosis, dementia, stroke, cancer, heart disease, and, of course, kidney disease. Why? Well, they think maybe the medication could increase one's risk for acute interstitial nephritis, which is inflammation of the kidney. Other reasons could be, well, those people who are eating large meals or drinking a lot of alcohol or fatty foods or chocolate foods might also be at risk for high cholesterol and diabetes and other things. And then, of course, if you are prone to diabetes, or these medications have a diabetes link, that could also affect the kidneys. Long-term use of acid reflux of medications have been linked to diabetes. A study published in Gut found it could increase your risk of diabetes by 25% just using reflux medications. So for those of you that eat big meals, stop. Smaller meals. I would rather you eat a little bit more frequently. Like 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., dividing your meals up rather than one or two meals a day. Now, some of you do intermittent fasting, but if that meal you eat is huge, your stomach, esophagus, intestine don't like it. Would rather you eat little bits, let your body digest it. A couple hours later, you can eat something else. Smaller meals. Now, if you look at the plates in the olden days, they were small. Your plate should not be bigger than a saucer for your meal. And we're using big, huge plates to put food on. Kind of like buffet-sized plates. Can't be doing that. So if you do suffer from chronic reflux, chronic acid, look at your spicy food use, your chocolate use, your alcohol use. Talk to your medical provider. And if you've been on these medications more than 2 weeks, talk to your medical provider about checking your kidneys, checking your diabetes risk. There's lots of things we could do nowadays to suppress GERD. And, of course, stress. Try to lower your stress. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. I just want to close by reminding you all that your kidneys are some of the most important organs. And whether it's high blood pressure, diabetes, your anti-inflammatories you're taking, infection, your age, smoking, alcohol, a lot of things could affect the kidneys. And you got to be aware of that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.